We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. We are coming up on 12:11 on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith in studio with you for your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. It is the second Tuesday of the month, which means we got our friends from the Waseca Chamber of Commerce here to start things out. Robin Dulles, hello.
Hello, Corey. How are
you? I've been seeing you all over here lately because there's a few things going on this time of year.
Just a couple. It's kind of busy right now.
Yeah. You got to love it, though.
I do.
When
I
you can be out in the community, things like that.
Keeps me out of trouble.
We were at Taste of the Farm last week.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic crowd for that one.
Absolutely.
Despite, Mother Nature not knowing what she was going to do for us there.
True.
She ended up cooperating, thankfully,
yeah.
But the Waseca County Farm Bureau, we got to give a big thank you to them on that one. But you were there in your other capacity for the fair board, mostly.
I was, yep. And now that we are led into that, so the Waseca County Fair is coming up July 9th through the 13th. Super excited about that, but I'm not going to give too much away this time.
Yeah, that's... maybe what I think we can maybe graze over it next time.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it just so happens that the second week of the month will fall during Fair Week.
Correct.
It just so happens.
Yes, right before it starts.
I don't think that was the plan by any means. It's just how it worked out.
It changes a little bit every year sometimes.
Yeah,
we just
kind
of go with it.
Exactly. Let's kind of start out with some of the things that you got going on over there, and then we'll get into talking with our two guests that are here with us today.
Sounds good. So the first thing is our annual Chamber Golf Tournament is this Friday. Super excited about that. I just want to say a big thank you to all of our sponsors and our two headline sponsors, Katie Gonzalez of State Farm Insurance and MinWest Bank. So, pray for good weather.
We're working on that.
I know, we're trying. A few things that the Arts Center has going on. They have an exhibit opening reception of Carla Melander and Chad Holliday on June 19th from 5 to 7. Their works will be on display through the 25th. They also have some children's classes coming up and a bunch of adult classes, which are kind of cool. I've never done it, but I know people like them. So any questions or anything about that, just go to wasecaartcenter.org, and you can find out all the information on that.
That's what you got?
Well, I got more.
Oh, I know you do.
I don't want to just take the whole thing.
Exactly. We don't want to do what happened last week with Owatonna. We spent too much time, and we didn't have a lot of time for our guest, unfortunately. But, that's just what happens sometimes.
Well, I can hold off a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we just keep jabbering too much, and
it's easy, Corey.
It's what we do. So, you know what? How about before we get into talking about that, we'll take the break maybe a little bit early this time around. That way, we're not having to cut it off in between. So, we'll come back with more of your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, right here on Cows 100.9. And we are back with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Corey Hargith here in studio, Robin Dulles here with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. And do you want the honor of introducing the guests that you brought along with you?
I would love that.
Yeah.
So
how about we let you do it this time?
How about I do that this time? So today I brought Abby Hain with me, and she's going to talk about Lake Fest.
Okay.
And then I brought Brad Boom Boom Milrath with me.
We knew it was going to come out.
We knew that was going to come out.
And he's going to talk a little bit about our fireworks for the 4th of July.
Oh, man. She couldn't even make it 30 seconds into the intro.
Down there. I don't know what else.
I tried.
Not very hard, but.
No, I didn't try very hard.
Oh, boy. And, that's going to help Abby out here. She's nervous beyond all get out here right now. I got to call her out, too.
I'm pretty sure
I've called you guys out before, too.
Hey, I'm always here to help, Abby.
Yeah. We love to have fun on this program,
do.
In case you haven't noticed.
I'm sure Abby will take after her dad, no problem.
Who says I want to?
All right, before this gets too far out of hand. Let's talk a little bit about Lake Fest, because that's going to be here before we talk again. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe. I mean, we're already coming up on the middle of June here
crazy.
We get into this weekend. So first, Abby, tell us about your involvement with Lake Fest.
Well, my involvement, there's a board of us, about six or seven of us, and Tom Sexton is really the head of it, but he's a little busy up at the capital right now, so I'm his second in command, I guess, as you would like to say it. But what Lake Fest is, it's just our town 4th of July festival. And there's live music, food trucks, kids activities, all of that is starting at noon. But prior to that, there is a Freedom Run, which the race day registration begins at 7:30 a.m. And the race begins at 8:30, but then all of our live activities start at noon. With following that, we have sand volleyball tournament at 3 p.m., live music starting at 1:30 all the way until midnight this year, which is different.
Yeah, that's a big change from last year, because it used to be after the fireworks, it just kind of, that was it.
Correct. And this year, with the 4th of July being on a Friday, we are wanting to continue celebrating after the fireworks, which we are excited about.
And let's be honest, there's a lot of fantastic local musicians. And that's always the, I think, big selling point for Lake Fest, let's be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, we're starting the day off with the Miller Den duo. And then we're taking a break at 3 to 3:30 for the boat parade. But then we have Bryce Leppert from 3:30 to 6:30. Los Tees from 6:45 to 8, and then Whiskey Peddler rounding up the night. So we're really looking forward to it.
And I will apologize right now. You all have to deal with me for the boat parade. I guess I'm emceeing this thing. I was asked about it last week.
Yeah, so
I make no apologies for what's going to happen right now for that.
But, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so other than the music, of course, you know, all the activities throughout the afternoon, but it all builds up to the fireworks display over Clear Lake. You know, as a kid, I remember, you know, just lining up wherever you could find a spot to park, essentially,
and
where you wouldn't get carried off by mosquitoes.
Yes.
But fireworks, that's where Brad comes in.
Definitely. We're trying to keep the tradition going and keep the fireworks annual. It's the only legal display in Waseca County. So, you know, come out and see it. I got to emphasize
that. You think he was leading law enforcement or something for a while?
You think? Maybe?
You know, tourism is probably to help take on this and coordinate the raise the funding for it. You know, it's about $10,000, roughly. We're looking for donations, if obviously. Anybody that donates $250 or more, we have a location close to the lake that we will sponsor and hold them so they can show up and just watch it and create some other things along the way. We have some adult beverages that are going to be provided
just a couple.
So we'll be good. And there'll be colorful drinks. Red, white, and blue.
Colorful drinks. There's some pressure there, apparently, to have colorful drinks.
That's my understanding of it.
Okay.
So, I think we can take care of y'all.
You know. So anybody that wishes to donate, they can stop at the chamber office, drop off a check. They can go on the WasecaDiscovery.com website and donate through there, through a credit card or PayPal.
DiscoverWaseca.com. And
okay.
You can donate.
Anybody, any amount will help us out and keep us going.
And are the fireworks still 10-ish or whenever
it's about?
It's dark enough, essentially. And then are they still shot off from Maplewood Park?
Actually, no. We're going to have barges this year. They're out in the lake. So that emphasizes and kind of reflects off the lake, give you that glow a little bit better.
Okay. And
the glow.
The glow.
Yeah,
the
I know
glow.
Over the last few years, you know, your parking options have changed a little bit to Long 14, Old 14 and such.
Yes.
I know that's where we always used to sit, but that's not necessarily an option, but there's plenty of great areas in town
where you can just sit. You can sit and watch from many areas, and you can park close to the Lake Fest and walk up there and watch it from the lake as well.
Yeah. So that all part of Lake Fest coming up on July 4th, which, like Abby noted, it is a Friday this year. So we can have that much more fun, I think.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Celebration will carry through the weekend.
There we go.
Yeah, for some people, it's all week long before that.
That's true, too.
We can't ignore that piece. But so, again, where can folks go if they want more information about what's happening at Lake Fest?
There is information on Facebook. There will be flyers posted all around town. We're going to try to get them out to the surrounding communities as well. I believe that is, of right now, to my knowledge, of all the, like, where to find the information.
Yep, yeah. I believe we may have a link On our community calendar.
Okay, if not, it probably will be sooner or later.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And of course, we'll be talking all about it as we get closer here on Kyle's 100.9 at Crew Country 92 as well. So we'll keep you in the know for all of that. But Robin, we still got a couple of minutes here. So what else do you got happening over there?
This is kind of cool. So the library is starting their summer concert series. So the next three Tuesdays at 7 o'clock in Trowbridge, they are going to have music. So tonight it's Hounds of Finn, which is a folk rock group. The 17th, it's Juliet and the Montagues, which is jazz, blues, funk, rock, and rhythm and blues. And then the 24th, it's Red Eye Ruby. And they have retro roots and rock collective channels. And I'm going to not keep going that because I'll mess that up some more. So starting tonight, Trowbridge, 7 o'clock. Get down there. That'll be great. And then the Waseca Firefighters Relief Association is holding their annual All-You-Can-Eat Fish Fry on Saturday, June 25th from 4 to 7 or until they run out of fish. That's always a great time. It's a great fundraiser.
And it's some of the best fish around, I'll be honest with you.
Amazing fish.
It has been. Many years I cooked there as well. So
uh-huh.
Thanks,
yeah.
Boom Boom.
Anytime.
It's great, though. It's a great tons of people. It's rain or shine. You know, if it rains, they're just all in there. But it's a great time to be ahead by all. So, yeah, come on out and support the fire department.
Yeah, and that's something you want to get there early, too.
Oh, absolutely early.
Definitely
yeah,
early.
The fish is amazing. I mean, the lines, but they're pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're pretty quick, but yeah.
They've got it figured out.
They do. They do.
And then as far as that concert series, too, is that something new this year?
I don't know if they did it last year.
Or at least new-ish.
It might
be
new-ish.
We'll put the ish on the end.
How about ish? I like the ish. Yeah, but it is free to the public. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat, but definitely go down there and check it out. I mean, it's so, you know, Trowbridge is pretty and the Banshell and things like that. So it's kind of cool.
It's a great location for something like that.
Oh,
right
yeah.
on the edge of downtown.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a area that's maybe not utilized quite as much as it could. So definitely take time to enjoy that. But I'll tell you what, I think we are running out of time here.
We did it again.
We did it again.
So
Robin's going to start putting together her notes so she knows which way is up when it comes to the fair next month.
I'm trying hard.
I don't know if she can do that or not.
I don't know.
But we'll be back next Tuesday with another Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. But right now, we got to get ready to head on over to the Linder Farm Network. Your midday farm review is on the way at 12:30. Then John Partridge will take you through the rest of the afternoon, including your Ron's Repair Drive at 5. All right here on Kyle's 100.9. This again has been your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.